Yes. Put him right over here and strap him tight. I do not want to see a restraint loose. Be gentle, you fucking idiot. He is not an enemy. He is my property. Treat him with care. Right. I will debrief all of you the next morning on the conduct of today's mission, but for now, proceed with your objectives. If you hear anything on whoever hired those armed goons to disrupt our business meeting last week and took out all our buyers, I don't care how brutal or cruel you have to be. Do whatever is needed to be done and find this group. Report your findings to Dave Undersleeve. Now, if you would be so kind, I wish not to be disturbed. Everyone get out, now! Damn it all. How did I end up letting you get into harm's way? I'm the only one that is allowed to do that. Psst. Psst, boy. It's time to wake up. Hello? Welcome back, my lovely plush toy. No need to be alarmed. I called my personal doctor to bandage you up from the beating you sustained. My, that looks like it hurts. I really need to teach my henchmen some lessons in gentleness. Come to think of it, there is some maid assassins in the market to boot. I guess hiring them would not be a bad idea, huh? Psychopaths in every way, as well as ethical and well-versed in etiquette. Oh. What's the problem, plushie? Has your head been hit that hard? Need a reminder of what happened a few hours ago? All right, geez. How would I describe it? For a plush toy, it would seem it had grown a set of balls and a couple of fangs to boot. It's pretty amazing how much he struggled as he grew a tad bit hazardous for playing. A little reconditioning can change that. Tasty. But then, like all my toys, I like them a little rough with signs of struggling. They also look better tied up with no place to go. With every limb stretched out. Disabled. Wow. It just feeds my eyes with bliss, and I melt seeing such a succulent, supple, organic surface of innocence. With no means to defend himself. Talking like this is getting me a little worked up. What do you think, Pat? You know the straps are for your own safety, my love. You know better than running away from me. People either get killed or become paraplegics for life escaping my syndicate. My henchmen are merciless. They are merciless. You are a very lucky man to be alive. If you had died, I don't know what I would do. I would probably steal all of the sloths and koalas for myself so that future generations can suffer without knowing what these creatures are.
the world will be in mass pandemonium. You do know I could do that, right? It probably wouldn't be enough to cover the thought of losing you.
What's that? I am crazy? I am insane.
How could you say that?
No, no, I'm just lovesick for you. I'll show you.
Whoa, woe is me. How did I become to be?
With this blade, I reveal my true self to you, my pet. What did you make me do? This is your responsibility. Behold and face the evil I will unleash onto you. Don't struggle now. Hey. How does the tip of my knife feel against that nipple of yours? Let's move on to another part of your body, shall we? What will happen to you if I apply a little pressure and just make an incision right here or here? Oh, what is this? You do not seem to have any fluff in you when I cut you. You are human after all. You know, I'm not convinced. Let me just cut you some more. Hey. Are you crying? Oh, why? Are you that mortified of me? Okay. I'll stop, but I have nowhere to put this knife. So, let's just keep the knife in a safe place, all right? Let's see. Here. Open your mouth.
No. Open your mouth. Don't you dare.
This is a very special knife. Hold it by your teeth. So what if it's heavy? You better hold on to it. Otherwise, if you drop it, you will be more than mortified after I'm done with you.
Aw, boo-hoo. Can't breathe.
Well, I thought we were way past the nice and happy feelings. You push me to the brink, and I have to repay you in full. I wanted to be gentle and loving. Now, look at you, slobbering and whimpering all over yourself. My dearest pet, the torture can stop if you want it to. Just tell me that you love me, okay?
Why did you have to go on and refuse?
Again. Probably a sweeter place. How about the frenulum of your penis? Oh, what's that? Stop? Why should I?
You love me, and you will never let me go?
Aw, you're so sweet. Listen, I may be crazy and insane, but you don't need to go reminding me, okay?
That is just to remind you to keep those thoughts to yourself. Here, have another.
There. There, my little toy pet. Don't you cry. You were too precious. Your blood is so warm. Do the cuts hurt? Aw, crying to the pillow. It will calm you down. Just press your face into its softness. Shh. Oh, those innocent buck eyes would make any girl tremble. I have to. I have to see what you offer down below. Let's go to town and check out what tastiness I can help myself to.
Oh, yeah. That bulge outlining the fabric of your undies looks delectable. Don't mind if I allow myself to use it till you're numb. I remember this little guy when you first worked as our intern. Oh, you are. It looks as if he's ready to. It's pulsing so hard and it's trembling. I'm guessing you don't touch yourself that much. I like that very much. You're going to be so ruined, baby. Oh, are you really screaming for help? Did you forget where you are? There's no one to help you for at least 35 miles in every direction. I got an answer for that screaming. You feel that? Bad boy. Just accept my tongue ravishing your mouth. Wow, squirming now? And you are still screaming, huh? Scream as much as your little heart desires, my dearest. Here, I'll scream with you. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, fuck me, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck me. You make me feel so good. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so good. Why did you stop screaming? I thought you wanted to scream until help comes. Oh, your face is beet red. Let me just check on the rest of you. Oh God, you were harder than before. Oh, baby, don't you realize your pathetic screams are all for, oh, nothing. This isn't my city condo for our first encounter with each other. You're in my private building. Oh, no one's here to help you. And since your disturbing disappearance, this pussy has been all these emotions are bottled up. Oh, Be prepared to receive my love as I undo them all onto you. Pure and cute. Sweet as fruit. Am I hurting you with these bites? If I was really going to hurt you, I could do this. How is that cock bite? Your dick hurts. You should be more concerned with your face. And your balls. Better yet. How about I forcibly penetrate myself with this? Oh, yes. Oh,
What? Don't you like my hands in your sides? Oh, ticklish? Oh. don't struggle and fight me now. Oh, you don't know whether to cry, laugh, or scream. Why don't you do it? Do it all. Oh, yes. Fuck yes. Fuck. Just breathe. Breathe. Are you coming? Are you coming? You just came. Now what? You came and you want me to get off? No, I will not do that. This is reconditioning, pet. Fuck your pain. Fuck you. Squeal through the pain. Squeal. Precious thing. Oh, how I itch for a taste of your innocence once again. Now you look purer than ever. Shh, breathe through the pain. Just 4 more consecutive days of this. Then you will officially be back to me. Undersleeve, back so quickly? Have you something to say? A report already? Can you come back? As you see, I'm quite busy, so leave. What's the situation? You destroyed everything, so slaughtered them. I see. Who were they? Sympathizers to United International Front, that is for world peace. That will simply not do. What about that document over there? What is that? An agenda to create super soldiers. And they have one successful subject? Thank you, Mr. Undersleeve, for the report. And gather our lackeys. We've got some more kidnapping to do. Huh? Oh, him? Don't mind. Get that doctor to check on his vitals once every 6 hours, and make sure to get one of your trusted men to keep an eye on him when he awakens. He is to be cared for, and is not allowed to leave the premises. He will be living with me, personally, for a while.